All right, well, now we got an Auburn player coming up. Let's talk Antonio Coleman from the Auburn Tigers. Looking sharp today.
Looking.
War Eagle. Yeah, we got
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, got the War Eagle in there. Right, yeah, go ahead there.
Antonio, appreciate you coming up and joining us for a moment here. What do you think so far? About what you're just getting here, but what do you think about what you've seen so far?
I had to take a deep breath before I got out the car, so, you know, it's just the beginning. You know, I look forward to a long and great day.
You look forward to it? Are you nervous, or is this exactly what you like to do, get around all these people and talk football?
I'm not nervous at all. You know, I love football, love getting around, you know, talking football and just, you know, having a good time.
Well, we see your new coach right down the lobby here, Coach Chizik. Tell us what you think of him and your initial impressions of him.
He's an Auburn man through and through. You know, he's one of the big reasons I came back to play my last year of college football. And I look up to him, I respect him, and I just can't wait to play for him on September 5th.
Made the first team defense. You selected there. Is that a lot of pressure on you there, living up to the hype this your last year?
Not at all. I don't buy into all the first team, all this, and All-American and all of that. You know, it's just about me getting out there playing football and, you know, just trying to do the best I can for Auburn football.
From a defensive perspective, you've seen some of the guys, you know, maybe some of the question marks, maybe on the other side of the ball, maybe from the quarterback position. How do you see the guys progressing there from your perspective, and who's going to stand out?
I mean, the guys are battling. We have seven quarterbacks in now, I think, you know, and we're just getting out there working hard every day, and I just see each one of the guys pushing each other, you know. We're not set on the starting quarterback yet, and I think it'll go into 2 days. But, you know, obviously September 5th, we'll have the starting quarterback.
Yo, talk a little bit about the defense, because over the years, Auburn has been built on defense. That's been the strength of this team. Last year, you know, the defense was still pretty good, but it seems that maybe you got worn down a bit because the offense might not have been pulling their weight. What do you think about that?
It was a long season last year, you know. We're not going to blame it on the offense. We're not going to say the defense got worn down, you know. It was a team effort. Pretty bad season last year, you know, but we're not thinking about the past. We have a new coaching staff. We'll have a new mentality at Auburn, you know, and that's be the Auburn man. Just get out there and just bust it and work hard. So that's what we'll focus on. We think we have one of the greatest coaching staffs in the world. So we've just been working hard all summer. We just can't wait to get the ball rolling.
Talk about some of those guys on that staff that you mentioned, like Taylor and Looper and some of those new guys there and what they bring to the table. And what do you think about them and how they stand out and what they're doing for you guys?
I start off with my position coach, Coach Tracy Rocco. You know, he's taught me a lot in a couple months he's been here. I mean, and you have no choice but to listen to him. He played it, you know, and he won all the awards, and he's done all of it. So, I mean, I've learned a lot from him, and Coach Taylor and Coach Looper, you know, all those guys are great. We had the FCA banquet last night, and I had a great time with Coach Taylor, you know, just on the stage acting crazy and just flying around having a fun time. So, I mean, all those coaches are great. You know, they're there for us, and they're there for our well-being. So, I mean, I just can't wait to get out there and play for them.
The expectations this year, not as high as they were last year. You guys predicted it would finish well, sort of flying under the radar this year. What do you think about that? Do you like flying low, or do you like the bullseye on your back?
I mean, it doesn't matter, you know. Couple years, you know, we fly low, and a couple years we had the bullseye on our back, you know. But we just feel like that we got a lot to prove, you know, having the down season last year. So, I mean, we've been working super hard, you know, just doing everything we can in our power, you know, to get out there and have a great season.
What do you think when you look at his schedule, you know, some pretty tough games on there? What is a reasonable expectation? What is your expectation for Auburn? What do you think you guys can do this season?
I think we can be as great as our team lets us. You know, I think we've been working hard. Like I said before, we have a great coaching staff. It's just all about us getting out there executing. You know, we have a great team, offense and defensive-wise, and a great special team coach. So, I mean, it's all about us getting out there executing.
The Alabama-Auburn rivalry, obviously, has been owned by Auburn for the past 7 years, except for last year. Alabama finally broke the streak. What are your thoughts on bringing back or maybe starting a new streak for the Auburn Tigers over your arch rivals?
Hopefully we'll get started. You know, we can't think about that game. That's the last game of the season. We take it one game at a time. So, I mean, we're going to start off with Louisiana Tech and, you know, just work our way down.
Yeah, so, you've been well coached on that one right there. That's good. Always take it one game at a time.
Got to ask you about losing the longtime Auburn man, and he brought you in, Coach Tupperville. What were your thoughts when you guys went through during those times and losing the guys like that and seeing the coaches going elsewhere?
I mean, it was a tough process, you know. Coach Tubb came to my house, sat down and talked to my parents, you know, told me, you know, that he was going to be there for me, which he was. You know, but I mean, it's a business, you know, and coaches, they come and go. You know, it's sad to see them go. But, you know, we got another Auburn man, you know, that replaced him, which is always a thumbs up.
Have you seen Coach Tuberville, talk to him since he?
I've seen him a couple of times and talked to him. I also seen my position coach, Coach Terry Price, and Coach Dunn. So, you know, I keep in touch with those guys. Also, Will Muschamp, you know, I give him a call every now and then. So, I try to keep in touch with all the coaches I've been coached by.
Well, good luck today. Have fun. You'll enjoy yourself. You're looking good today.
Thank you.
Sharp dressed man.
And you look good on the field, too, I'm sure, this fall with Louisiana Tech opening up for the Auburn Tigers.
Quarterbacks beware.
Thank you.
All right. Antonio Coleman, definitely one of the star players, not only at Auburn, but in the Southeastern Conference, one of the guys to watch.